Hey there, it's Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli, and I want to chat with you about a key ingredient for a fabulous date night, feeling sexy. And come on, let's be real. What you wear plays a big part in how you rock that confidence. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce you to Quince. Quince brings you premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30, along with washable silk tops, 40-karat gold jewelry, and more. And guess what? All of their goodies are priced 50 to 80% lower than similar brands. By teaming up directly with top factories, Quince skipped the middleman and hands us the saving. Plus, they stick to factories with safe, ethical practices and top-notch fabrics and finishes. How awesome is that? Picking from Quince's website was tough, because they have a ton of fabulous choices. I ended up going for their 100% washable silk sleep dress in champagne. And let me tell you, my husband was floored. He's convinced whoever rocks this is in for a blast. I'm going to record some content on that dress so you can see how fabulous is that dress. Elevate your date night style with Quince. Pop over to quince.com/sexology for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexology to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sexology.
Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli.
Hello there. Welcome back to episode 288 of Sexology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli. And as always, I am super excited that you're tuning into our channel today. You might notice my voice is a little bit off or a lot off. I have a news for you. Someone took my virginity, my COVID virginity. So right now I'm on day 5 of COVID and I've been very, very sick, unfortunately. I don't know how people say like our symptoms are mild. I was in bed sweating with a headache. It was really, really tough. And all I was thinking about is, oh God, this Friday was the beginning of new season for my podcast. As many of you guys know, I record the interviews each season. So I dedicate a few weeks each month to record the 10, 12 interviews. And today would be the first day that I was doing these interviews and I had nothing on the queues. And in past 6 years, every single week I showed up for you. I didn't want to rerun and I was so excited about our guests. I was like, no matter what, I'm going to make it happen. So again, I was very, very sick. Today, I feel a little bit better. If you guys are curious about what helped, again, I'm not a physician, but I got a prescription for Paxlovid, which is a COVID medication that got FDA approved, I think in May. Today was the first dose that I took like last night and this morning. Helped a lot, but the side effect is aftertaste of, the physician told me you're going to have this metallic aftertaste. I'm like, okay, how bad it could be? You know how they say like in the side effects that you're going to have headache, you're going to have all of these things for every single medication. I was thinking, okay, it's not a big deal. So I took it. I woke up today and it felt like someone filled my mouth with soap. And it's not going away. So I don't have any smell or taste, but my mouth tastes like soap all the time. So if you are curious about that, anyhow, but we are here today to learn about how to love our partners better. We just wrapped our season on how-tos, like how to have different kind of sexual experiences. And I did a survey and many of you guys wanted to know about tips and tricks that you can make your connection with your partner closer in a long-term relationship. And also the majority of you wanted to know more about ejaculation control, erectile challenges. So this is what I decided to do. I'm doing two episodes on relationship skills with two of my fabulous, very skilled clinicians that I know, and they're my friends. And we're going to have a month on helping you to problem solve any challenges you might have around erectile functioning. Today, our guest is Dr. Greg Matos. We're going to talk about how you can improve your relationship. We're going to talk about three common mistakes that people make. We're going to talk about building erotic love maps. We're going to talk about building rituals in the relationship for initiating and refusing sex. I think that's real. This is one of the challenges that many people have. Before I tell you about our guest, I wanted to thank our sponsor. Our sponsor for this month is Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth is a premium bamboo bedding and loungewear company. I love their sheets. As I was sharing with you that since I have COVID, I've been in bed most of last 5 days, and people talk about how their sheets get wet and uncomfortable. And because these sheets are temperature regulated, it makes me very comfortable to be in these sheets. And it was definitely made my experience of being sick in bed significantly easier. One of the things I liked about their sheet is they are certified of harsh chemicals and dye, and all of their products have over 10-year warranty. If you are interested to try their product, make sure you're using our promo code SEXOLOGY to get 40% off. The link for the discount will be in the show notes. Our guest, as I mentioned, is Dr. Greg Matos. Dr. Greg is a board-certified couples and family psychologist who served over a decade in U.S. Marine Corps and Navy, becoming a lieutenant commander. Greg was awarded the Bronze Star with Combat Valor and the Department of State's Award for Heroism. He's the author of Shattered Glass, The Story of Marine Embassy Guard. After the military, Dr. Greg began specializing in systems work and Gottman Method couples therapy. He founded a charity on TikTok to share science-based advice on love and life with his 40,000 audience member. You can join him for a casual chat and mindful breathing every day on TikTok. I love his TikTok. I've been part of these live morning chats. All right, without further ado, here's my conversation with Dr. Greg Matos. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Sexology Podcast. I am so excited and honored to invite and have Dr. Greg Matos on our show. Dr. Greg is a couple and family psychologist. He has multiple training in Gottman Method, and he was also, he's a retired Marine. I know Marine are very sensitive about this term. Is the retired, right?
I'm not retired, no. And cheers to all of my fellows service members out there who have actually spent 20 years or 18 or 20 or 20, but no, I'm not retired. I did spend 11 years on some active and some reserve time. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself. I watch your videos, and of course we're a friend, and every time you share something about yourself, I get very surprised, because then people tell me like, oh, say something exciting about yourself. I say, oh, I like a romance novel. You, it's so many different interesting stories. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, right now I'm talking to you from Faial in the Azores, Portugal, because I have the good fortune that, you know, my family, my mother and father's family came from these islands. And so it was here actually that I decided to join the United States Marine Corps randomly, because my prefrontal cortex wasn't fully developed. I was 18, and maybe I was inspired. I don't know. There might've been some inspiration there. And I served in the Marine Corps, and I protected U.S. embassies and consulates overseas in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and India. And then I went back to Boston, became a psychologist like yourself, and decided to go back on active duty. And because, you know, there's a certain kind of people I want to work with, right? You like to work with certain kind of people, right? and so then I went back in active duty and ended up becoming a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy, and later got out, transitioned to the VA, and I led a mental health team in Boston at the Boston Vet Center, helping my fellow combat vets, veterans out and their families, importantly, very importantly, not easy, because listen, we talk a big game about making sure that families are taken care of, military families, veterans. We talk a big game about that, but at the vet centers, which is free, this is VA. There's 300 vet centers all across the country. You can get free couples and sex therapy there. And if they can't give it to you there, they'll get you somewhere. I think that's an amazing thing, by the way. Anyway, that's my story. And you can see how I am. Service is at the core of my existence. And that's why I'm pitching free resources at the VA right now.
Amazing. What a great and important service, because I have close friends that their partner served at different organizations, and the kind of coming back, reconnecting sexually at times, it can be very mm-hmm. challenging. So it's wonderful Huge. To hear that VA offers that services.
Yeah, absolutely. We can think about, and I'm hoping we're going to talk about all sorts of delicious things today, but in general, we know that trauma is a big, hamper on sexual energy, activity, connection, all these things. So if any of your listeners out there, you don't have to have trauma from combat, you can have trauma from a million different things, we know, unfortunately. It's very important to be able to meet with somebody like you, Dr. Nazanin. I mean, first of all, no one is going to get to meet with you anyway, because you're gold. I mean, seriously, so you're gold. Listen, I was just making a TikTok the other day. I was talking about this. Like, how do you find people with the level of expertise that you have? I mean, it's very hard to find. But if you want to just like generic sex therapy, you can come, talk to somebody like me, or come to a Better Love Project, to one of our free live chats and talk about it. You got to be able to connect. You got to be able to connect emotionally. There's so many reasons why people aren't.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you started this organization. As a psychologist, we're thinking about, we're on kind of like a treatment path, right? We're thinking about, okay, something is wrong, like maybe kind of sex after, kind of repairing kind of sexual encounter after trauma, or it's more about kind of like something happens and then we are helping people to get through it. But with your project, you teach people to love better. I'm kind of curious, how did you get to the kind of prevention part, like helping people to connect at it's as a goal?
Yeah, Dr. Mawali, I think you and I see the benefit in the preventative stuff. And I think like anybody would, like if anybody just looks at the facts and just say, okay, well, if we can get ahead of a problem, if we know how to do that, mm-hmm. like how can we make that happen? And I was sitting in my running this mental health clinic with the VA, but I also had a private practice in Boston, and I ended up getting level 3 Gottman method training with the clinical director of the Gottman Institute, actually in Miami. That was an amazing training, just FYI. And I had these skills, and I kept repeating myself over and over again, because if you know anything about Gottman method, you know that it's very behavioral. It's very action oriented. It's very formulaic in some ways, right? We're giving people skills to be able to actually incorporate in their daily and weekly rituals, hopefully rituals of emotional connection. Maybe we'll talk about that. And I just kept repeating myself. And I'm almost certain, Dr. Nazanin Mawali, that in your practice, you have had that experience, that you've said something more than once. And that's why, maybe, is that why you started your podcast?
Yes, this is one of the reasons, but I can totally relate to what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. So I just was basically talking about this, some of the same things, like gentle startup, like I feel about, I need a way to bring up bids for whatever we want. We should ask for all the things we want. We should ask for all the things we want. All the time. There's never an end to it in a long-term relationship. This is the beauty and the challenge of it. But anyway,
yes, that's the art. And I love that the Gottman, they teach the skills, because so many people are missing the skills. So go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that. I think specifically, there's just these core things. The Gottmans talk about the sound relationship house theory, and they, break some of the stuff down. And We were briefly talking about this idea of erotic love maps, which I think is a super awesome improvement on love maps, by the way. You're going to have to you might have to trademark that. But anyway, love maps are one element of friendship, which is in that whole theory. But when I look at that and I say, if I want to help prevent problems, like how do I get ahead of the game? well, let's reach out to people when they're in college or in the military, when they're like eight, you know. And so my audience, I've got 40,000 followers on TikTok and elsewhere. And we've got folks who are between the age of 25 and 45, right? So we've got people in college, coming out of college. Why don't we help people figure shit out then? Like, how do we help people communicate what their core needs are? How do we help people set boundaries and actually demand emotional validation? Sometimes you need to do that. How do we help people share influence? How do we help people create shared meaning? These are the core elements of the Gottman's method that I talk about at A Better Love Project. And we're helping people. They're feeling it. They're feeling it.
Beautiful. I think no one teach. I think at least I can talk about myself. Like I didn't learn about these specific techniques in family of origin, right? Like your parents mm-hmm. have their own skills that they learn from their grandparents. And I think mm-hmm. if you really want to upgrade your love languages, love connection, I think it's important to cultivate these skills. Well, tell us, what do you think is the secret for having good sexual experiences in long-term relationship? I know it's a purely opinion, but I think there's so many answers to that.
Yeah. I love that question. And I hope to give you an ample answer.
Okay.
Well, if I can just kind of pull back for a second and reference our previous conversation last week, I should say, on TikTok live with my live audience, by the way. You were awesome. And they loved
you. Thank you.
Yeah. But we were talking about like defining love, and we were talking about this idea of love and sex. And you had said to me, which this is what I was thinking about. So I'm just going to, can I just talk about this?
Okay. Yes.
This idea of long-term relationships and how, you know, sometimes 20 to 50% of marriages, mm-hmm. you said, were sexless.
Right.
Okay. And then you were talking about this idea of love. And you said that there is love in many of those relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not sex. So, you know, lots of love, not a lot of sex. But I just cannot in my mind fathom a love, a romantic love, right? Because there's lots of a different kind of love we could talk about. But a romantic love, I cannot fathom a romantic love that is not inspired and born from a true emotional connection, a true spark that is chemical and neurobiological and all the other things that we know, all the beautiful things, the bonding things. And that's why when I talk about a love at A Better Love Project, I talk about a fierce love. Because there's some fire behind that kind of love. And I think the secret behind that is very complex, but it starts with a true emotional connection.
Beautiful. And you know, when we were talking about that, we had that TikTok conversation, you talked about best friend that you want to fuck. I was like, oh my God, that yes. is so awesome. Yes. Because most people that I see, it's more about kind of a companion, the kind of companion that you're forcing sex, right? Like nurse, not in a sexy way, kind of a nurse situation that you kind of like push yourself to have sex. I have many clients that they tell me that they'd rather go run marathon than have sex with their partner. And they truly—
Well, I thought you were going in a different direction with that, by the way.
With the marathon?
You know, if you're watching this right now and you saw my hand gestures. These conversations are so important. I'm so glad that you're having all these conversations. How many years have you been doing this, by the way?
The podcast, 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. I got some catching up to do, but if somebody's in a relationship where they want to, what did you say? They want to run a marathon.
They rather run a marathon and have sex with their partner. And when they're in my office, they say they love their partner. So
that's why you say that.
Yeah.
That's why you say that. But okay. But can we jump into that situation real quick? And just to talk about this is that, let's just say I'm the man and that you're working with mostly heterosexual people.
Right. Okay. Yes. Heterosexual people in a long-term relationship. These are my people. Yeah.
And my people at A Better Love Project are mostly single women who are moms, but we also have a lot of couples. All of these folks who I connect with on a daily basis talk about love are mostly heterosexual, mostly interested in a long-term monogamous relationship. But if anyone's listening to this for the last 6 years, you know, Dr. Nazanin is all about good sex in all the different ways.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, what were you talking about? I went on a tangent.
Well, we're talking about the couple that the partner would rather want to kind of run a marathon than have sex with the partner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let me think about that. Thank you for the reminder. I'm thinking about it from the guy's perspective. This is a heterosexual couple. This person wants to run a marathon, which, by the way, I've run two marathons. I love marathons. I wish I may have one more marathon in me, but I'm turning 40 next year, and I think my knees are starting. But anyway, that sounds like an unpleasant thing to you, though, in this scenario. Anyway, why? Why is the what's the common reason that people are saying they actually are averse to that experience, that kind of connection?
Well, one of the reasons is all the challenges they have outside bedroom. When you don't like your partner, especially for female, kind of a heterosexual relationship or female partner, I don't feel close to you. I don't want to have sex with you. I know some of my male clients, they are able to compartmentalize that. But for many women, it's not the case. Yeah. And the other thing is,
I wasn't born with that capability. I grew up with five. I don't know. I'm a man. I grew up with five older sisters and but I guess that is a thing, right? I mean, it's happening in a lot of relationships. There's a disconnection between our emotional experience of each other and that part of our love and our physical, sexual, the beautiful, juicy, wonderful, messy things.
Yes. And I think the other thing is not being able to talk about it. I think that's one thing that you mentioned earlier that's so important. You like something that's completely common. No, like most people, yeah.
What's
like
a common thing that people are liking that people are not thinking is common?
Interesting. Foot fetishes. I get lots of couples that they kind of feel very.
What is
the
foot fetish? I mean, what is it? Define a foot fetish. Like, what is it that people think is weird or whatever?
Well, I tell people always it's any kind of fetishes. Like the person sees the magic in something that someone else doesn't see in it. So it's nothing bad about it. I think. Like it's great additional thing for your sex life.
Yeah.
But people kind of scared that, oh my God, I'm perverted. If I say that to my partner, they will judge me. So there's just so many layers to it, which makes it hard for people to have amazing sex.
Yeah. In a fierce, healthy love, the kind of love that I talk about at the Better Love Project. And I invite all your listeners to come visit us there on TikTok anytime, any day of the week. But anyway, a fierce, passionate love is a love has romance and intimacy and closeness, emotional closeness. So like if from that place, there's emotional attunement and there's a desire. I mean, you just want to touch each other. I'm not trying to paint a picture of unicorns. I don't want to paint that picture because you said this on the TikTok live the other day. You said, yeah, you can have all these other things and you can still, it can not go work out sexually. You know what I mean? And that's true. But I think there's a lot of good news out there. People go see people like you, Dr. Nazanin, and others, you know, when they're just nervous about being themselves or just talking about the things that bring them joy, like, you know, I don't know, sucking on a toe. What is it? What do they want to do? What do they want to do with the foot?
So many different things, like worship it, suck it, like, I don't know, play with it, masturbate to it. Like there's a galaxy of options, and again, it could be a kind of additional interesting kind of twist to the sex life that you have if you are open to that. Of course, you don't have to force yourself, or you should never force yourself to do something that you don't want to do.
Of course.
And a little bit of curiosity can go a long way. But I think kind of like this fear of like, I'm going to get judged can get in the way.
By who though? By themselves or their families or their own partner? Like, I don't know. Can they not be vulnerable with their partner?
All of that. I'm sure you saw it in your practice as well, that I have people that in the moment, they had this really bad reaction, negative reaction when the partner disclosed something.
Yeah.
Or it comes from the culture that this is something horrible and you should not be interested in this. So you already have this internalized shame. You want to talk about it with your partner, they have a reaction. So it can be very complicated as you know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think no sex therapy is done without couples therapy. But unfortunately, a lot of couples therapy across our country is done without sex therapy. I bet your listeners know what I'm talking about, but it's just basically like, it's all connected and you got to be able to address these things. You got to be able, and it's tough because Dr. Nazanin, I've worked with couples where I've done like amazing work with them. And then we get to the last part of the treatment plan. And I'm like, okay, remember we wanted to talk about sex. I'm like, I think we're good there. We're good, Dr. Greg. And I'm like, what? We just did all these other things. Don't you trust me? Can't we do it? No, they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they don't want to do it?
I don't know. I mean, I question that. I question that often. Partly, I think, you know, I talk about my level of competence all the time, because in a world full of narcissists, there doesn't need to be one more. Okay. I know my limitations. So I know what I know about it, sex and sexual development and sensei focus. I can help people through that stuff. And I can, you know, and actually there's an amazing app on the Gottman's developed, a Gottman card deck where they're, and they have a, it, all this is free by the way. And it's, there's a salsa card deck, which maybe we could talk about later in the episode if we have time. But bottom line is you got to go see people who know what they're talking about.
Well, thank you for that. And your clients are so lucky to have you to be able to guide them through this journey of kind of connecting. Because as you said, attunement, connection, I think it's the most difficult part of things, right? Anyone can learn sexual skills, but kind of if you don't like the person, the willingness will not be there. Well, I know before we started recording, we talked about that we wanted to talk about erotic love maps. So how can you build that? Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So let me just talk about love maps really quick for your audience who may not be familiar with Gottman method, which is an evidence-based modality. It's a great method. It's not the only method, but it is a good method that works well. And love maps is our, by the way, we start building love maps the moment we set eyes on hopefully the gorgeous person that we're falling in love with. And how does that begin? It begins on the first date, right? When all that magic is happening, we hope. Sometimes not. You know, sometimes we have to go on a lot of first dates. But when that begins, those first date in those that dating process, we're learning about our partner. Where'd you grow up? What's your religion? What is that? And we're pulling all these pieces of our partner's internal world and internalizing it into our own world. So now they're a part of us in a way. That's part of the reason why when we break up, it hurts, because people become a part of our minds in a way through our love maps. But if you start, and people start relationships all different ways, you know what I mean? Some start as friends. I would like you to I would like your listeners to start as friends who want to fuck each other. That's the combination we're looking for. And as your friends learning, and because what do you do with friends? You hang out, you have fun, and you get to know each other. And you talk about other people, you talk about your sexual situation, whatever you're talking about with friends. Well, you get to do that with your romantic partner as you get to know them. And whenever you decide to start sexual intimacy and whatever that looks like for you, I think you suggested there's some pacing there, Dr. Nazanin, that you were talking about on the TikTok live last week. I'm always curious about pacing because I just want to advise my clients correctly or accurately on this, particularly my male clients. But I often think that it's probably, you know, particularly for middle-aged people. And, you know, I'm middle-aged. Cheers to the middle-aged people who are listening to this podcast right now. I think probably we're mature enough that in a first or second date, we can be playful and talk about the kind of existence that we want to have, whatever, in a playful way. What percentage of people do you think pull that off well on a first date? I want to nail you down on a percentage here, because I was suggesting to you when we were talking about this last, that it's hard to pull off a lot of like the more complex conversations about sex or preference or whatever for somebody who's not as comfortable talking to sex like you or other professionals. But that's like a good place to start building these erotic love maps is just from talking, you know, just actually talking about good times, whatever. You suggest very explicit questions, I think, right? You were Can you say more about some of that as well? Just, I want to hear more of your thoughts about some of those, like just kind of direct questions that were, when you're building these love maps, these erotic love maps.
Well, I tend to be more direct. I know I shared with you last time. You said like how many people are comfortable about that. I'm surrounded with psychologists, therapists. So we talk about this thing very smoothly. Yeah. But I have friends that they're not in the field and they feel like, oh, well, how can we talk about it? But different ways you can bring it up. You can, like, whenever you want to have sex, you can tell the person that, you know, I find you very attractive. What are you into? What are some of the things that you're interested in? And kind of like open-ended question about interested in. Kind of generally, and then kind of test that what's happening. And they can, if you find lots of-
Open the door to the conversation.
Right, open the door to conversation and see if they're passionate about conversation. And then you can ask, like, what about in the bedroom? Are there things that you're interested in, you're not interested in? I tell my client that the kink, they have kinks and fetishes that are non-negotiable. Like they must have it in the bedroom.
Put it on the table.
Right.
Put it down right there. First date. Here it is.
Not first date, but I would say like third date, like before you want to have sex.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm trying to nail you down on a particular pacing, because the pacing is a huge question for clients that I get. Mm-hmm. Single clients who come to see me and I help them with their Hinge profiles or whatever else I'm doing with to help them out with dating and other things. We talk about pacing because men fucking suck at pacing. I don't know. Do you think that's a reasonable statement?
Well, I feel they're nervous about it and they just go for it. That's the approach for life. Yeah. If you're nervous for something, just go for it. And sometimes people don't talk about it. And in the bedroom, they like, I have many of clients and they say, my husband, my partner started choking me in the middle of sex. Without asking, right? Is this something that I want or not? And I think with pacing, one thing that's important is you're reading the cues, right? You're asking the person, okay, what are you interested in? They're telling you about, like, I like hiking, skiing, whatever they like. And then you ask about bedroom, right? And they say, oh, I'm interested in bondage, and start talking about things. And you say, okay, maybe they're interested, or they shut down.
That's your cue. It's not going to be a second date, a fourth date there. Yeah. The pacing is so important, but most people are having sex earlier on, I would say. I don't know. That's basically what I'm hearing and seeing in first dates, second dates, third dates, first sexual encounters with people. So yeah, talk about it. Talk about all the things you want to talk about before you fuck somebody you want to fuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's consensual and everyone is attuned, attunement is the key, because probably the first time you have sex is not the best time, actually. And that's why long-term relationships are amazing, because you just get to hang out with the person and learn their bodies and learn about all their pleasures. And then you just know all the good things that you're not going to know on a first date, but you will if you've been married to somebody for 20 years.
Absolutely. And I want to comment that if they shut down, if you're talking about sex, it doesn't mean that they cannot be a great partner, but it's your cue to pull back. And you know, sometimes people do these sexy games that there are lists of yes, no, maybe that they can kind of do together and on dates, or kind of like play for. There are a number of sex games that you can do, and you can learn about the partner and what they like and what don't they like. And you can see if they're sexually compatible, because if the person is not sexually compatible, then if sex is important for you, maybe this is not the right relationship.
It's definitely not going to be the right relationship.
Yes. Well, tell us about, I know Godmans are big on ritual. So how can our listeners devise rituals for initiating and refusing sex?
First of all, I was just pulling up, I was listening to you. I listened to every word you said, but I was pulling up the Godman card deck because I just wanted to show your viewers real quick what it looks like. And there's the sex questions here.
Oh, they do have a sex question.
Yeah. And so I bring it up because it's kind of related to what you're talking about, the games. Mm-hmm. Kind of. So then this says, the more you know about your partner sexually, the better lover you'll be and the better sex you'll have. Sex questions. How do you define sex? I mean, simple shit. How important is it? No, this one's a fucking important one. How important is it for you to have an orgasm when we have sex?
Right.
I mean, if I want to have an orgasm every time, or you want to have this conversation anyway, but I wouldn't pull that one out on the third date, ladies and gentlemen. This card deck was designed for married couples, basically, I would say.
I think, but in a dating situation, I think one thing you want to talk about is STIs and prevention. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no idea how many clients I have that they are like, recently divorced, they're having sex. I said, I was just so embarrassed to talk about, do you have a condom? I was like, come on. That is so important.
Start with the condom.
Right. So these are tough conversations, as you said. I think it requires some practicing and kind of like thinking ahead. What are some of the questions I must ask before I'm having sex? And what are some of the questions maybe it's for the second or third times we're planning to have sex?
Yeah. And all of these questions, by the way, just to get back to your original phenomenal idea of erotic love maps, trademark Dr. Nazneen Mawali.
It's not my idea, but okay. I'll take it.
Is it not?
No,
is
it not? I've seen it around.
Oh, okay. Shit. I haven't. Anyway, I like the idea, whoever came up with it. Erotic love maps. All these questions build those love maps, which end up leading to us having relaxed, playful, or whatever kind of sex you want to have, better.
So you're saying that part of it is understanding your partner and kind of like learning more about that. And that's how you build that erotic kind of love map.
Yeah. I mean, a fierce, healthy love is love between two people who legit want to know each other's deepest desires, pleasures, and dreams, and fears and worries and concerns and all those things, and stay emotionally connected to that in a consistent, secure way every day, every week, for decades. And you're going to fuck up. You're going to mess up. And that's why the Gottmans have designed a specific conversation called the aftermath of a regrettable incident or flight, which you can use to repair. But yeah, it's all part of the equation of maintaining that sexual intimacy that, again, for me, cannot be divorced from a romantic love. Yeah.
Well, you used the term attunement a few times. Of course, as a therapist, we know about attunement, but tell us more about that for our listeners that they don't know what attunement means.
Yeah. So I'll describe the original and see, and you'll probably recognize this, but the original, the Gottmans are just observing couples interacting with each other and behaviorally measuring things and all sorts of coding going on. And they're watching couples. I'm going to give you an example of an effective response to a bid. And that's basically what we're talking about. Because all day long, bids, all day long. If you have a phone and your wife has texted you, you've gotten a bid, or vice versa, or whatever. So there's bids happening all the time. Our responsivity to that bid is what is going to give us the magic that we're looking for. So we can actually like the person and not want to run marathons when we don't like marathons. And so in this example, you got a couple sitting on a couch and they're using newspapers, but I'll use a phone just because sometimes, we read on our phone. So if I'm sitting on the couch with my wife, let's say, and something I read on the newspaper, the news comes out and I turn, I'm like, oh my God, did you see this? And she turns to me like, oh my God, what? That would be an effective response to the bid because it approximated the energy of my bid for attention. And sexual bids are the same thing. And Dr. Nazanin Mouali knows all about this, but because she is a certified sex therapist, and you should reach out to her if you need help and listen to this podcast anytime it comes out. But attunement sexually is physical, emotional, and if you believe in spiritual connection. And every point of connection that you make there in this fierce, healthy love that I talk about at Better Love Project, you're able to enhance the immersive experience of the sexual experience. Now, some people don't like sex like that. I get it. That's the kind of sex I like. And most of my clients like is an immersive experience where you kind of just get lost in it because it's so good. So that's the kind of, and I got off the tangent, but basically getting back to the bids, to effectively respond to bids is to be emotionally attuned. And the masters at long-term relationships respond effectively to 80% of their partner's bids. The masters. Many of your listeners are not in relationships with the masters. Some of your listeners may be in relationship with toxic people, but at a Better Love Project, we talk about the masters, the people who are really rocking, they're rocking out at life. You know what I mean? They're having amazing sex and freedom. They love the people they're with and they're pain sometimes and we don't like them and we get into fights and we have to repair and all the things. But that is two people going through life together. Yeah. And we're helping people do that better.
What a beautiful explanation. And perhaps I wonder, our listeners, they think about that is something that you're born with, like attunement, with your partner. But I remember many years ago, I went to this Gottman's training and there was a conference, Evolution of Psychotherapy. And he was talking about how he was divorced multiple times. So he wasn't actually great at this. This is something that he learned. So, and he created this so we all can learn it. I guess, I hope so. Is that something that we all can learn?
Absolutely, 100%. And John and Julie Gottman actually believe in the democratization of their research and work. And that's why I appreciate that that is the legacy of their love, by the way. That is the legacy of their love. I think what a great love story that is to have trained me and all these other people in this method that helps people actually love each other better and have better sex. What was the question? What was the original question you got? Did I answer the question?
Yes, yes. I love all of these additions to the question. This is our last question. And I want to kind of quickly talk about ritual, because I know in Gottman's rituals are huge. Tell us, how can people devise rituals for initiating and refusing sex?
Yeah, initiating and refusing sex, both important things. First of all, initiate clearly. And any of your rituals, by the way, initiate clearly and refuse gently. I think that's what the Gottmans might say about that in terms of their language. I would just give it, if most of your listeners are married in long-term relationships, I would just give everybody, let's give the team a win by actually just setting a time, a day aside or a night aside for a date. Now we've set aside this time where, when I'm there, I'm with you. Like, I am focused on you. You have all of my attention. And we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. We have fun, do whatever. And then we know, because this ritual of emotional connection, which is a weekly date night. The Gottmans suggest that, or date lunch, or date picnic, or date a million other things you can do with your spouse or loved one. Now you're in a space where, okay, we may actually now initiate sex, but actually being in that space conducive to sex in a routine manner is so, so important, right? So beyond scheduling sex, beyond that, schedule the time to emotionally connect in a way that you will have fun sex. I think that's my answer to your question.
Amazing. I love the kind of like initiate clearly part as well, because sometimes we kind of ask what we don't want to ask and our partner is not missing it. So that's not helpful. I have millions of other questions, but I also know that you have this wonderful channels and organization that you give free advice. Like, I haven't seen anyone giving this many free advice. Usually the idea is like you give like 10% and people come by the rest of 90%. So tell us, how can people get a hold of you? How can they get access to these trainings that you offer?
Yeah, I would love folks to just come hang out with me. I do a casual science-based chat about love on TikTok at A Better Love Project. And so if folks just want to come hang out and chat about love, and obviously, there's maybe 40 or 50 other people there, at least, if not 100. And we're reaching lots of people. But come to TikTok. That's where I am. And now my creative team, we've got some interns coming on now. And so things are looking up. We're helping a lot of people.
Awesome. Awesome. So the link to Dr. Greg's TikTok going to be on the show notes. His organization going to be on the show notes. Donate if you can. And thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you.
Dr. Nazanin, this was a true honor. I really appreciate it.
I really enjoyed our conversation. It's always a treat to have Dr. Greg on our show. I was talking to him last week and you can totally see his passion for bringing more love to the world. He came to one of the networking events I coordinate with my colleagues. I'm part of the Los Angeles County Psychological Association board. And we're talking about what we're doing. People saying that we are specialized in domestic violence and trauma. And he said that my specialty is helping people to have better love. And then there was a pause. And people say, oh, better love for people who are from domestic violence, better love for people who are coming from an abuse background. And he was laughing, saying, no, just better love. And I think it's so awesome that he wants us to have the skills and strategies to be able to love deeper and, as he put it, have a fierce connection with our partner. At the end, I wanted to thank our sponsor, Cozy Earth. I've been wearing their PJ in past 5 days since I'm in bed all the time. And as you probably heard, sometimes when you get COVID, you get a skin sensitivity. And their PJ has been the only thing I've been wearing that's just so soft. And it's whenever you wash it, it looks great. Like the color doesn't fade. And I encourage you to make sure that you get yourself their sheet and PJ if you value your sleep and you value your comfort. I love their product. If you want to use our promo code, which is Sexology, you get 40% off. The link is in the show notes. And if you want to show us love and show us that you care for this podcast, if you have 2 minutes, please make sure and write us a review on our iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. It will give us lots of encouragement and it will help us to reach a broader audience. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.